to sing, speak something. We all want to hear him.
Or if they get enough of me.
Anything you say, glorify Swamiji.
They speak more.
Anything, very little.
I can say that, personally speaking, I'm happy that you have come here to visit us. I know that you were very dear to Prabhupada. I saw you many times with Prabhupada, and I saw his affection for you. And therefore, I would like to welcome you again publicly to Charanagati community of Vaishnavas. We are doing something here. I explained a little bit to you before, but we feel that a very important part of Prabhupada's preaching was to establish the proper type of civilization for fostering the birth of bhakti in the hearts of the conditioned souls. Prabhupada saw that the civilization based on the machine was destroying the human beings. And he, being compassionate Vaishnava he was, like Prahlad Maharaj, he just wanted to see all the suffering conditioned souls saved from their ignorance. And he wanted to give them the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And so he published his books and asked his disciples to distribute them in every nook and corner of the world. And then he also asked us to take the teaching from Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and put them into life. He said often, it's the life that's important. So the Charanagati village is an effort to put the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita as they're presented by Srila Prabhupada into life. And of course life comes from the association of saintly persons. So we are fortunate to have you with us. You can help us to regain our life energy through the hearing and chanting of Krishna Katha. So please give us some light.
ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः. नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्षिशे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Sivarupa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. We know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, went to Jagannath Puri by the order of his mother, and again from there he went to South India. Again he returned, and again he went to North India, Vrindavan, and so many places. Went to Jagannath Puri and met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the intellectual Jain, especially in Mayavad. At that time, he was one of the most famous Mayavadi in the whole world. So many sannyasis, his own sort of person, used to meet him and take shelter, though he was a family man, but he was so renowned. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a very young boy, and he has taken anyhow renounced order. So I said, help him. And he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I want that you should be bona fide renounced order sannyasi. You are a very little boy, young boy. You may be derailed. So you should hear some Vedanta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you are my father's friend, and forefathers also were friends, Visharada and Upendra Mishra and all. So I am like a son, like a nephew to you. So I have given myself in your lotus feet. So you can do, you can train, not train, anyway. I have given myself to you. He began to teach Vedanta. Athato Brahma Jityasa Janamadasya Yatah. And he was explaining it in wrong way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had 7 days. He didn't have to spoke anything in favor or against. He was silently hearing all these things. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told, are you understanding anything or not? I'm not anything understanding by your face. I can read anyone's face, but I am not reading your face. Whether you are understanding all the explanation that I am giving. But I am thinking nothing. If you are not understanding, you can ask me, I will answer. And if you are understanding something, then you should do like this. Very good, yes. Go on. But you are not telling anything. So I am not understanding where you are understanding or not. He told very simply, what you uttered, the Vedanta Sutra, actually done by Vyasa. I am understanding as sun is there and his light is coming. But when you explain, I think that You are making clouds to cover the sun. He was astonished and not telling right. He told that, I think like so that you are covering the real meaning of Vedanta Sutra. Why? He told that everything is clear from the Sutra that Parabrahma has said he has so many powers, so attributes, and he is all powerful, he is ocean of rush, he can do anything he likes. A person cannot do like this, but he can do everything. In a moment, so many worlds, creation. And in a moment, he can destroy all. And he do anything. But you are telling that he has no shape, no color, no attribute, no shakti. He is nirvishesh, arupane, having no shape, nothing. He has no any qualification. Even he is not so merciful to anyone. He has no mercy at all. He is like a zero. Yes, I am explaining. And it is true, because it is not untrue, because from it appears from the sutras that Krishna has said. He is Krishna. He has so many attributes. All worlds have been created and are nourishing by him, and at last they will intervene. So if he is doing all these things, he must have any shape, he must have some desire, he must have some attributes, powers, energy. So why you are turning like so? He gave so many वेद उपनिषद श्लोक यतो मानि भूतानि जायन्ते येन जातानि जन जीवन्ति अभिसंविशन्ति तद्धि विज्ञास्तद् ब्रह्म सतेव सम्म इदम् आग्राशि. सो मेनी एंड ऑल आर्गुमेंट्स ही देट बिकम वंडर. ही कुड नॉट स्पीक एनीथिंग and he flat on the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, this young boy, who is he? At once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed him the face of the shape of Ram, Krishna and Mahaprabhu at the time. Six-handed. In two hands, bow and arrow. In two hands, float like Krishna. The shape was Krishna, but two hands of Ram, two hands of Krishna and two hands of
Mahaprabhu
like
Danda and
Kamandalu. And he told that, now you should bless me. Am I doing wrong? I am saying that here, shape, God has shape. G-O-D, G, generator, O,
operator,
and D, destructor. Everything is. I'm really seeing, he has said, attributes, so he's so merciful, and every quality he possesses, but not worldly. And he fell and surrendered himself in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, Prabhu told that, don't tell these things to anyone. I have to do so many things. And he, that Sarvam Bhattacharya took up. Oh, he himself, the supreme personality of Godhead, he is. And he took it. He also went in Kashi. And he turned all the Kasi's Vasis, the living persons of Kasi, 60,000 of sannyasi, renowned orders persons, and they took all Lord Shatter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all with his all disciples, and whole Kashi became Vaishnava. But there were no so learned persons, only persons like animals in human shapes went to South India and all other parts. Jharkhand, you know, coming from Vrindavan to coming from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan. There were not philosophers, not learning persons, not knowing ABCD or ka kha ga gha, anything. Drinking, making merry, only this. This philosophy. They now don't know any philosophy. Very simple persons engaged in worldly requirements and sense gratification. He thought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here, philosophy of Vedanta will not act anything. No activities of all this. They don't know to read. So what to do? It all began to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Very simple way, very simple. Whether he has so many egos, so many requirements, he is engaged always in sense gratification. He may be foolish, he may be learned, he may be woman, he may be young boy or old person, anyone, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Isai, anything, even animals and trees and creepers, and ant he may be. But by hearing this, by chanting this, surely they will be very good devotees one day. And they will know Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, everything in good association, Vaishnava association. Those will chant, those will. Only chant, nothing, knowing nothing. After some time they will be poor, and Krishna will arrange himself the association of Shuddha Vaishnava devotees. Very soon. So he preached everywhere. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the Saptam Goswami, seventh Goswami, after Goswami, sixth Goswami, Rupanath, and his son and disciple, both, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur from past, used the same method. And he used to preach like this. Everywhere, in every village, they met. Oh, kya gram?
Jhal. Namhatta.
Namhatta. Everywhere. No philosophy. Because they will not understand any philosophy. But they should be helped. So he began chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Village to village. So, everywhere. He sent his one hand to West country, and that hand was Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, so powerful person. I have come only to see how splendid, how marvelously, and how magically he has turned whole Western country. I am seeing here the place of tigers, bears. No human person, anyone cannot see any human shape here. Here all like this, all the trees, creepers here, lakes, mountains, snow, stone, flock, falls, everything. And I am here saying that, oh, it has become like Golok Vrindavan. He has made it. One finger of Swamiji, he is like and he has done miracles. I'm seeing so many devotees. I'm glad to come here and to see the magic of Swami. I had come here to Vallisi. I have not come, but I was dragged by Swamiji because he has ordered me when he was coming first to India that you should join me. I'll be so happy if you will come and help me. Though I could not come by body, but by mind I was serving him. From India I used to supply his orders, like sending mridangas, sending karthals, sending deities Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. So many. I send his books, everything. I helped as much as I could have done. I helped so much. In the last time also, he called me. Tabasemani, his prominent disciples, at that time DBC was established, all were there. But especially he called for me. I went. He had so much faith on me. I had served him without any gain. That gain was that you should take me to Krishna. That gain was there. So he knew me, perhaps my heart was pure. So he told me that you should give me a samadhi with your own hand. I know that you will do with Vedic culture, shlokas and mantras, everything. You know, you are qualified all these Vedic mantras and doing all these things. And you should also manage my Biram Mahotsav. Perhaps Jagadish Maharaj was there. And we all took him, his transcendental body, all over Vrindavan, to Radha Damodar temple, Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Shyam Sundar, Radha Raman, Gokulananda, also to Banke Bihari, and also to Radha Vallabha, everywhere, with very good kirtan. And we returned and we made a hole in earth. What is was the rule and regulation? We in Jamuna water they gave bath to and written so many mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then after that, very good. Biram Mahotsav was done. Separation Ut Mahotsav. And all the prominent Vaishnava of Vrindavan were called and they were honored and they glorified Swamiji. All. He told also that you should help to my boys to whom I have accepted as my sons and disciples. I know that you are qualified. I told him that I'm your shikshya, disciple, shikshya. I always know that you are my shikha guru, not less than diksha guru. So I must carry your order on my head. Then he becomes so happy. So he has told that you should come. So after 18 years. I am coming only to see and pay my respect to the lotus dust where he has put. He came in New York, any garden or anything,
beach, park.
Where he first took his karthal, alone sitting. He wrote me all these things with karthal. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Pasha. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Persons and the devotees began to come surrounding him and very few years, he spread his mission all over the world. So many temples, so many big authentic books like Srimad Bhagavatam, translation, purport, Chaitanya Charitamrita, purport and meaning, word by word, everything. Gita was translated so much, and so many books he wrote. Only he had to do something more, but his master called, at once, come on, answer me, I cannot live without you. So he told, he wished that my some things which I could not complete here, my all devotees should complete this. So if he was here, he could have translated Srimad Bhagavatam in full, translating and giving Bhaktirasamir Sindhu, Pujvalin Mani, and all the books of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, and all our disciples, acharyas, from top to bottom, especially our Goswami, up to the Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Prabhupada. But in a short time he has could not do all these things, but he has given so much treasure and anusti amrit,
nectar.
He has kept in his what box?
Iron chest.
Iron chest. That is in books. But any general person cannot know deeply and the real meaning. So he is with very bona fide Vaishnava. So we should go, ja bhagavat padho Vaishnavar sthane, go to any bona fide Vaishnava who is a rashi, who is tattvajna, he knows all the Vaishnava philosophy, bhakti philosophy, especially prem philosophy. You should go and read this book. I am going to keep all these things, but in lock and key. When you will be mature, then any bona fide Vaishnava will be the key in your hand, then you can unlock and you will see that everything is here, especially anya bhilasita sunyam jnana karma adhyana pratam anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttama. What we are doing in the beginning, first karma only for us, separate, we will test. This is called karma yoga. But karma yoga is superior than this. Doing anything, but we offer it to the fruits and that karma, offer to Krishna. Then it becomes karma yoga. Yoga means plus. Karma adding to bhakti. Then bhakti and karma yoga, that is mixture of bhakti and karma. What is this? Jat karosi, jadasnasi, jajyohosi, jadasi, tap, tap,
jarasatu sasikunti,
tat kurushamadar. What you are doing, the fruit should be given to me. That is karma yoga. Jagyatha karmano, lokayamar trakama bandhara tadartham karma kamteya
muktasanga samasya.
But jagyartha, jagya means Krishna himself, Vishnu himself. So jagyartha for the yagya, for the benefit of Krishna, you have to do whatever you do for the benefit of Krishna, then you will be happy. This is karma yoga. And to know more, you should go and surrender yourself. Tadviddhi, pranipatena, pariprasnena sevaya, upadechante te jnanam jnanina, tattva darshina. You should go
the persons who are realized. Who are tattva darshi means knowing all tattva, jiva tattva, maya tattva, krishna tattva, bhakti tattva, everything. They are there. Go. Don't first question them. Once of them. First. You should do pranam lamba. Lamba means
prostrate.
With this hands holding like wood. I am giving myself to you in your lotus feet. Be merciful to me. And then have any question to him. Tell him that if I am qualified, you can answer. Otherwise not. So humbly, not challenging, not to know that, oh, I know more than him.